about nothing. It's me, your boy, the hottest dude in the podcast game, Sebastian Canelli. And as always, per usual, we got the cute boy here himself, Robbie Boy. Robbie, say hello to the beautiful people.
What is up, beautiful people?
All right. What is up, Robbie? Long weekend for the boy.
Okay.
Long weekend for the kid. First off, your hair's looking tremendous.
Thank you.
You've had a lot of L's on this podcast with this hair. I've had a lot of L's. You've had I mean, not for me.
I need to be presenting myself a little bit better.
Not for me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say not for me. Yeah. I never presented it as L's. But you've said that you didn't like your hair.
I've had to L's. Yeah, you're 100% right.
And what's different today?
I don't know. I put product in it. That's this morning.
Okay, so you do know.
I put product in it. I showered this morning. So I have a hat on, so 60% of it is covered.
Great. So most of it's covered, and you did product, and you showered.
Correct.
So we do know the difference.
It works.
A terrible scientist.
Yes.
Because you clearly, there's a constant, and that is your hair, and something's different, and you go, I have no idea. Maybe it couldn't be me putting product in my hair, could it?
I think it was that.
I think it was that too. Well, congrats.
Thank you. Yeah. I want to look nice. I should look nice.
You don't need to. You do it for you.
Yeah.
We have to be visually on the podcast, right?
I know. Somebody was talking about podcasts to me recently. I think they have one, or I don't know. Maybe I was watching them talk about it, and they were all complaining about like podcasts, you know, because it's an audio medium. I shouldn't have to look all nice.
The exact clip that you're talking about. It's so funny that you.
What is it? Who is it?
It was Christina Hutchinson, and it's so funny that you're like, oh, someone yeah, was yeah. talking.
I
to
agree
me.
With her. I agree with her. She spoke to my soul.
Yeah, it's like a...
Because I don't look nice most of the time.
You got to look nice.
I know, I got to look nice.
And here's the thing, you only
got
to...
Shout out Christina.
You only got to look nice belly up.
Yeah, which isn't... You're right.
It's not even that hard.
No.
I'm wearing sweatpants. I mostly wear shorts.
No, I can wear shoes that don't match.
You don't even wear shoes in the studio.
No.
So it doesn't matter.
I know, I just have to do this.
You just have to...
That's so funny. I'm like, I was talking to somebody. I have no idea where I hear anything.
You were just...
I hear so much, and I have no idea if it's my friend, if I'm on the phone, if I'm in person.
All right, here we
I
go.
I just have conversation. I don't... This, you don't that have wasn't a even a conversation.
You absorb media.
I absorb media from someone that I know.
I was having a conversation. They said ever since they were a child, they wanted to be in the mob.
Yeah.
Who was I talking that
to? I was
to
just with? Talking to somebody that yeah. wanted to be in the mob.
Who was I talking Fuck. About? They said they were on the Titanic and they fell in love. I forget who it was. Rose. Oh, yeah, that's who. Rose.
My friend Rose from college.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is my life. I don't know. Do you feel similar or no?
Nah.
You can separate. Right.
Yeah, definitely.
You'll say I was. I feel like maybe you'll See, know it's a clip.
Here's
and then,
the difference.
Okay, what?
I'll just lie.
You'll lie.
You'll for the podcast
stand on it.
To make it better.
Okay.
I'll just lie. I'll say yeah, I was talking to somebody.
Okay.
But for you, there's no lie. There's no purposeful lie.
Yes.
I feel like this is a comfort coffee for you today.
What do you mean?
I mean, I feel like anytime that you feel like
I sip a drink.
You're sipping.
That's something that I think I do in general.
It's comfort coffee?
No, just like sip, walk, drink, nervously drink.
So you would say you drink out of nerves more than you drink out of necessity?
It depends.
Okay.
Like drink, smoke, like have something to do with my hands and my mouth.
I wish you were a yo-yo kid.
A yo-yo kid?
Oh, God.
I was bad at the yo-yo.
Of course. I used to do the yo-yo that automatically like would like spin at the bottom.
Okay.
And all the kids told me it was cheating.
Was it cheating?
Yeah, because you didn't like have to actually like flick the wrist to get
and
it
then
to
get
spin.
It to stay.
Yeah, it was like an automatic spinner.
It's more fun.
I know. It's like why not?
I'm 7 and this is more fun.
Was,
leave me the
I was
fuck
on
alone.
The schoolyard. I was on the schoolyard.
Yeah.
Easy way to walk the dog, you know?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's good. I just had to get the hair out the way.
Yeah, no, thank you. I want to look nice.
I want to make sure that you know.
People see our clips.
I want to make sure that you know you look. And you get so many compliments.
On what?
On your looks for not even trying.
Sometimes. Sometimes I do. Which is nice. That's nice. It's nice, I suppose.
I see girls reaching. They go.
I know. They do reach. I brought up that I kind of look like Henry. That people have told me I look like Henry Cavill in public. And they were like, no, you don't at all. And then I showed.
That.
I know. They're like, this is a huge stretch.
You
what?
Can't say that in public, man.
I know, I shouldn't have done that. It's embarrassing.
You need to know the environment that you're
in. They were friends. I was among friends.
It doesn't matter.
Which is maybe worse. Maybe worse.
A friend will could become an enemy and get the ick so quick.
No, I don't think. Maybe. Maybe that is possible.
It could be like you're crazy.
Well, they'll more just be like, leave that shit. Whatever the shit that you do with Sebastian and the podcast.
Whoa, don't include me in this.
Well, because I'm getting comments from the videos.
Jesus, I know you threw my name on
the
bus.
No, I didn't throw your name.
I know you
don't. No, I didn't throw your name.
Well, Sebastian thinks I do.
No, you don't at all.
No, but I know that somehow you dropped my name in
no, I don't think I did.
Look at me and did you say my name after the Henry Cavill?
No, I don't know. I mean, it was a video of us. Maybe it was mentioned or you're not out of the conversation. But I wasn't explicitly saying, I don't think you believe that at all.
I feel sick.
I
feel sick because I know that you're out here saying that I think you look like Henry Cavill to defend. And
I would never do that. I would never. I don't think you do. I don't think you think I look like him.
I don't.
I don't think I think
I
look like him.
I told you look like one person and one person only. The worm that's coming out the apple.
Of what?
Unlike the scholastic.
Oh. I'll take that as a compliment.
No, I know. It is. You don't look like that.
No. I'm not bald.
And you're not a worm.
I'm not a worm.
You're not a worm. No, I don't think. I don't know who you look like. You know when you know someone so well, you don't know who they look like.
I don't think I really look that much like anyone. I look like a generic white guy. But
we got to move on past your.
Anyways,
looks.
Past that, yes.
We
got to
move on past your looks. Okay.
Yes.
Because I was saying I had a rough weekend.
You had a rough weekend. You had a rough weekend.
Jesus Christ! This is. It's either he has looks or words. Which one did I get today? Clearly, look, there he goes. Take a sip of the coffee. He made a mistake.
You have a rough weekend.
No,
weekend.
He made a mistake. Go ahead. Get the sip. Get the comfort
sip. I need
the sip. He couldn't say the word weekend. Now hit it. Okay, you're back. You're normal. You're good?
That's good.
He's back to normal. The mistake is made, but it has been cleansed through the beans.
Rough weekend. I know. I'm talking like Scooby-Doo.
You are. Your voice is deep today.
It is?
Yeah, a little bit.
Nice. My voice has definitely gotten deeper since I started to smoke.
How do you feel about that?
Like I should quit smoking.
Yeah, I think so too.
You had a rough weekend.
I had a rough weekend. I walk out to my car. Go to my car on Saturday. I walk to it. Someone tries to break in and steal my car.
Prior to you walking up.
Yeah, I didn't catch them in the act.
Cool.
Thank God. If I caught someone in the act trying to steal my car.
You would
car,
have to walk away.
I would walk away.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to let you do what you got to do, and then I'll assess this after.
If I walked up to someone trying to steal my car, it would be like me walking in on someone in the bathroom. I go, oh, didn't mean, I'll wait outside. I didn't mean.
Absolutely.
I would cover my eyes and back away.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
Yes.
I would go, please finish what you're doing. I'll be right over here. And they threw like a big metal thing through the back window. Right.
Okay.
To shatter the glass to get into the car. Right. And then I saw like a screwdriver on the grounds that I guess they used to stick in the like ignition to kind of like jimmy it to turn it on.
They were trying to leave with your car.
They were trying to leave with my car.
Okay. Wow. Grand Theft Auto. Not like let's steal what's inside.
No.
Let's steal this fucking car.
They didn't
car.
Even open the center console. I had three joints in the center console.
Oh, wow. Damn. They were really trying to steal
they
your
just
car.
They wanted the car.
Yeah.
Right. And
damn.
What I think saved me and why my car didn't get stolen was because the night before I drove home and I parked the car and I said, fuck it, I need gas. I'll get it tomorrow. And my gas was on empty. And you know when it says mileage, it just says three lines instead of how many miles you could go?
0 miles.
0 miles I could travel. So these dudes definitely tried to steal my car, turn the car on, and go, fuck this. I'm not gonna
get anywhere.
I'm not gonna pay to steal this dude's car right
yeah.
now. This poor ass dude, I can't even steal your car because you don't have gas.
Damn, that's wild.
So because I didn't have gas in my car, I think my car didn't get stolen.
Which is like the opposite of what my parents would tell me all the time. Like, you need to have at least half a tank. Were your parents say that?
Always.
Because it fucks up the car or something. If you have less than half a tank, my dad never
it's
lets
propaganda.
It go before below half a tank.
It's BP.
It is?
It's that bull petroleum.
Okay.
Okay? And I think that not having gas saved my life. I called my father. I tell him, because who do you call when that happens? You call your dad.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
He's the person to call. My dad's retired.
Yes.
This is the thing that will excite his week.
Very
my
much
car
so.
Getting broken into... is a, he goes, oh, here we go. We got this now.
Front page news.
Front page. I call, I go, Dad, they broke in, someone broke into my car. It happened to me years ago. Someone broke into my car and tried to steal it. My mom, I hear in the background, she goes, well, did you wrong anyone?
I love that.
Instantly, my mother's giving me another level of anxiety to deal with.
To think that you live your life in such a way that you would have an enemy that the proper retaliation
would be to steal my car.
Would be to steal your car is wild.
My mom.
Like, you did something. Even if you did something that was a lighter blow and then they're coming back with that, it's still got to be in the realm of, like, pretty bad.
My mom instantly found a reason why it was my fault that someone tried to steal my car.
That's wild.
She goes, well, it can't just be people steal cars. What did my fucking son do? What did he do? Who did you wrong for them to try to steal your car? Who did you wrong?
I don't know.
And I instantly, rather than being reasonable and being like, oh, I went, who did I wrong? I instantly went,
do I have any enemies on this brand level of scale? Yeah.
And then I thought for 2 seconds, I go, there's so many other ways that they could get back at me.
For sure.
I know. And then I
also, the people that you would wrong, they're not bricks in the back.
Crimes.
They're not as tough as this guy.
They're not committing crimes. They're not as like seasoned. That.
Yeah, no.
So then I had to, the whole process, call insurance. And you know what? It's nice. So this was like a crappy thing that happened. I had to drive home, and driving home with one window open, you get the, you ever drive with one window open in the back? You get that helicopter. I had that the whole way home. I came home, I felt like I was at a techno concert.
Okay.
By the time I got to Staten Island, because I couldn't leave the car in Brooklyn overnight.
No.
Because I just have an open windshield.
Yeah.
And you know what the worst part is?
What?
My dad recently, he heard that people are trying to steal Kias. That's the car I drive. And he bought me for Christmas the thing to put in the.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
He bought me that.
I remember.
And I got home and my dad looks. It's night. He gets the flashlight. He looks in the car. And what does he see? Underneath all the glass, a box with the clock for the steering wheel.
Because I brought it in the house at one point, I think. And then you were like, no, that's for the car.
And he goes, oh, well, that would have been good.
Damn, a quick little I told you so.
Ooh, so I'm getting it from all ends from my parents, you know? I can't even be a victim.
No.
I can't. It's my fault because I wronged someone and I didn't use the car thing.
Yeah.
The steering wheel.
Yeah, that's tough. Is it going to cost you money?
No, I have glass insurance.
Okay. Oh, that's not bad.
No, it's happened before. They just
covered. Oh, it has happened before.
Yeah, if like 6 years ago or something, they broke into my car. Nice. And
so all that happened is you have to go to Staten Island a few times.
Yeah, well, I already went to Staten Island.
Got it fixed.
No, they couldn't do it, yada, yada. It's a whole rigmarole, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But
that is funny.
It was like, thank you, Robbie.
You're welcome.
Wow. Wait, let's soak that in.
What?
Wait, let's soak that moment in. Wait, I can almost hear it again. That was funny. Oh, God, that's music to my ears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you kidding me? That might have been... This is why we do it, people. This is why I do what I do.
What do you
I
want
do.
Me to say?
No, this is why I do what I do, Robbie.
It was funny. It's a funny story.
No, why I do what I do is because I want to elicit emotion and response out of people.
I know,
and
I understand.
That emotion and response I want to elicit is, that was funny.
You told me a funny story about how your car got broken into.
That was funny.
It was good. It delivered.
That was good. I enjoyed that.
Good job, Sebastian.
Ha ha ha. He he he. I might as well have AI responding to my
stuff. All right.
That was funny.
I laughed.
You did. You did.
I laughed.
I'm busting
throughout.
Your chops. I'm busting your chops. I'm sorry. There he is. Comfort drink.
Comfort sip.
Comfort sip? Everyone at home take a comfort sip. That should be something we have going on.
I drink a lot, like throughout the day.
That's
you
good.
See me.
I see you. I know you drink a lot.
That's what I used to do when I had the desk job. It was good because you get, like, I just am sipping all day.
I feel you, man. I was never a person that had problems drinking a gallon of water.
No.
The only thing is you pee a lot, but I love peeing.
Same.
I love peeing. I love drinking.
Same.
And I know when I drink, I got to pee.
100%.
And what's better than peeing?
I don't know. Drinking?
Coming. Maybe.
Maybe is right.
And you know what you do right after you come?
What? Pee.
You pee.
100%.
I only come Hopefully. Sometimes to pee.
Yeah, same.
Sometimes I'm like,
I've been there.
I gotta.
I've definitely been there. I don't have enough to get out of bed right now, but if I force myself to get out of bed,
yeah,
I've done that, which is not great.
Your voice cracked.
I know. My voice just cracks. I think it's never going to stop cracking.
That's so funny.
I'm teaching swimming class the other day, voice cracking, 30.
Do you address it in the moment?
Maybe like under my breath to myself. Do you go, oh, voice crack.
That's even worse.
I know.
Because not only is your voice cracking, but you seem like, you go, okay, let's do the butterfly.
Yep, Jesus, that's kind of how it is.
Jesus, come on, Robbie, you can do this. You could do this. Don't let them think you're a loser. Okay, everyone, let's go. Oh, fuck, what is happening?
That's you what it sounds this? Like, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, my voice is wild, too, so it's okay.
It doesn't really crack.
No, but I have my own issues. I, like, no words that I can't say. Like, my brain is smarter than my mouth. Like, there's words I physically can't say because my lips and tongue don't allow it.
I agree. I feel that.
Yeah, like, I know... I was trying to say a word the other day, and I know the definition. I was using it properly, and this guy's, and they're laughing at me because I'm using it properly, but I can't get the word.
Oh.
And then I need someone to say it so I could sound it out like a child.
Some, you don't have a lot of experience saying the word in a real setting, like out loud.
I know.
You got to practice it. That's how I feel with like some Spanish words. Like somebody played a Bad Bunny song.
That's a difference.
What?
That's a little different.
It's the same shit.
No, it's not different because Spanish for you, first language?
No.
Oh.
Is super descriptive adjectives for you, first language? No. You're from Staten Island. That's not our first.
Oh, shots we're
not.
Fired.
No, but I'm, you know what I'm saying? Shots it's fired. The same shit.
Well, go ahead.
You're
say
not growing. No, I mean, maybe you are because wait, your no, parents are highly educated.
Why don't you look in the camera so my mother could see you call me stupid?
No, I'm not saying you're stupid. You just didn't. That's not maybe. The environment you grew up in. Where we're using
just say what
super
you want to say.
Descriptive, vivid adjectives. Maybe it is. I don't know. Your
my
parents,
father was an English
you're
teacher.
You're right. Your dad was an English
no,
teacher.
No, but hit me with the dumb.
But like Staten Island in general, I don't think that's the culture. If you go to like some boarding school in Connecticut or some shit, that's where you went for your whole life. Then, that'd be more of your first language.
Then you expect that.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for justifying that for me. Thank you. I thought you were calling me dumb for
no, something. No, no, no.
You're saying I'm just from
I'm
a dumb.
I'm saying
you're
smart saying, English to you is the same as Spanish is to me. That's amazing. What I'm saying. Amazing. Second
and
language.
Where are you from? Sayreville?
10 minutes away from you.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just making sure that we're all on the same page about this.
I'm not good with long, like, I don't know these words either. I don't try to use them in a sentence.
Okay.
What was the word?
I forget.
All right.
Interesting. That's good. No, I know people are better than me. I am aware that people are better than me.
At what? Everything?
I mean, people just live.
People, I wouldn't say better.
I saw someone that I know clearly lives a better life than me and a life that I will never get to experience. And you know how I know this person
okay,
was?
This is a life you want?
Not a life I want.
So then it's not better.
I guess a life that I couldn't even imagine.
Okay.
This person was wearing a light gray t-shirt. The okay. Most dangerous t-shirts of them all.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of wearing similar.
You don't have to tell me, Robbie. Similar. You don't have to tell me.
This is in
the
family
dynamic.
Of white, light gray.
You better believe I know what color you're wearing right now.
Yes.
Because here's the thing. To wear a light gray t-shirt is so much confidence. One, that you're not going to sweat.
It's a lot of that.
The quickest sweater. You can't have a drop without seeing it.
No.
Two, it's a stain magnet. It's the worst of all worlds. You need to be so confident in your body's ability to not produce sweat and your body's ability to get food and beverage into your mouth to wear a light gray t-shirt. It's a world I will never experience.
Yeah.
I have sweat through black sweatshirts when wearing two shirts underneath.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't appear in that way, but it's black, you're going to sweat the most.
My aunt once bought me a gray light gray t-shirt. My mother laughed. Said he could never pull that off.
I grew up almost a lot of light gray t-shirts.
I once held a light gray t-shirt and it changed color.
Really? They do change the most color. They have these secret. This is would be a similar, not as bad as light
it's
gray.
Speckled, that's
but
why.
It's like the speckle, and that really brings out. So it goes from almost a white to a really dark gray.
People, yeah, it's the biggest transformation.
The biggest transformation of color of any shirt.
Truly, and when I see someone in a light gray t-shirt, I go, you live an amazing life that I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
It must be nice.
I'm sure it is. I mean, it is. It is nice.
I'm sure it is.
I live that life a little.
Live the life. I could be proud of it.
I spill a lot. Almost every time. Yeah.
Look at that.
That's sweat.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
That's sweat.
That's sweat.
And you know what that's from?
Sweating.
The boop.
The boop. Boop sweat.
I have titty sweat right
now.
Yeah,
for sure.
I just wanted to let you know, I have titty sweat in a dark t-shirt.
You do have titty sweat in a dark t-shirt.
A light gray t-shirt.
It's 40 degrees out.
It's frigid.
It's frigid.
It could be cold. It could be snowing.
I mean, it's hot in your apartment.
Stop. Do not make excuses
for me. We talked about how it's in the winter, it gets hot in the apartment.
Do not make excuses for me.
Create the matrix.
Do not make excuses for me.
Okay.
I have titty sweat on a dark, dark, dark blue t-shirt
right
now. You do. I can't even imagine what a light gray t-shirt feels like. Does it feel different than a dark t-shirt?
No, you would just see the sweat more. It's not hidden. You actually probably sweat more in a dark shirt. It's just you don't see it as well.
This is bullshit excuses. These are lies that people tell you.
It's true. Like black, you sweat the most in black.
This is someone saying when you don't care about money, it comes to you. This is like that gives me the same energy.
This is
as when you can wear a light gray t-shirt, you won't sweat as much.
No, you will sweat.
Yeah. I just want to say slightly that's similar
less.
Energy.
Slightly less.
Slightly.
You will sweat in a light gray t-shirt. The t-shirt is not the hugest determining factor, I would say.
Thank you.
But yeah, no, I grew up, we were gray. That was our school's colors, our town colors, blue and gray. Everything was light gray.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I didn't think of...
How?
I mean, people sweat.
I used to wear my jacket in school because I would sweat so much. In school was the first time I would actively take my shirt off in high school and put it under the hand dryers.
Yeah, that's tough.
Because I would go from...
Would you smell?
Never. Do I ever smell?
It doesn't, no.
That's so important to me. To be a fat man, you cannot smell. I've said this on the pod?
Yeah, no, just to me.
Yeah, you just can't.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a stinky fat man.
Yeah, nobody wants to be stinky. But you don't, but you like, think it's just like piles
that's not
on.
True. A hot guy could get away with being stinky.
Really?
A guy that skateboards with a slender body and you know he's got a fat cock, he could smell. Me? I'm wearing cologne 3 times during the day.
Okay.
I'm doing deodorant multiple times. In the summer, I'm doing two-a-day showers.
Two-a-day showers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to smell.
The privilege of a hot person that they get to be a stinky, stinky little boy
is amazing. I feel the most self-conscious when I'm stinky. Like, of anything in the world, I feel the most self-conscious of, like, I need to leave.
Yeah.
That's when I feel the most...
self-conscious.
Like, yeah, for sure, is smelling.
Cool. Me is probably cheap armchairs in the backyard.
I get that.
Just and that especially if they're on grass.
Yeah.
And you go, oh God, I'm gonna make a hole in this grass.
Which is unfortunate because it's not your fault.
That's not my fault.
They were cheap on the armchairs.
You know who's got great chairs in their backyard?
Who?
My mother.
Your mother. She does.
She does.
You're right.
She has so many.
Yes, she does.
Of all shapes and sizes.
Yes.
Oh, let me take a sip. Oh,
yep.
Oh, I said something wrong. Oh.
Fix that.
And he's back. Well, I guess I was saying, like, so that was a shitty part of my weekends, like, that someone tried to break in my car.
Correct.
But what was beautiful, I have that new book I'm like focusing on about like every day looking at something, right?
What is that?
It's a stoicism book.
Okay.
Where every day it gives you a quote to kind of read and then you journal on that quote to kind of like think about it. And I've really been trying to think of like what's in my control.
That's good.
And how like you can't affect what happens to you, especially a moment like that. I can't affect
absolutely
anything
not.
That no. happens to me, right? But I can affect how my outlook on that moment. So I feel pretty good, though, because I got to go to my house, and me and my father got to sit together and joke around for an hour, hour and a half together.
That is really nice.
Which was beautiful, because my mom had a cold, so she had to sit in the TV room. So me and my dad weren't going to like sit and watch TV together. So we just sat in the kitchen talking.
That's nice.
And it was so, and so I take, my takeaway was that was so beautiful.
Nice. Was it like a Disney recap a little bit?
We did a little.
Bit of everything.
I hadn't seen him since Universal. And what was so funny about it, so my mom had a cold and I have stuff this week. I'm like, Mom, I'm sorry. I don't want to hug you.
Yeah, yeah.
And she goes, I get it. And so she goes, I'll stay in here. I go, great. And she was just far enough away to hear the noises of joy happening in another room, but not close enough to hear the words.
Tough for her.
You should have heard her. We and my.
What are you laughing at?
No. No, this is my worst nightmare.
She said that? No way.
You boys, what are you talking about? No, you're having so much fun in there.
I don't believe this.
I swear to God.
I don't believe it.
My my mother started crying because we were.
I could see her being upset, but to yell, this is my worst nightmare?
She yelled, this is my worst nightmare. What are you boys talking about? Talk louder. How come I can't hear you?
Damn.
She said, talk louder. I want to know what's happening.
Oh, no.
It was, she was trapped. It was
almost.
Damn,
it was Scotland all over again in her own home.
Oh, she just wanted to know what was going on in the other room. No, I talk louder. And she was trapped in the prison bars of a cough.
Damn. And this made you happy. This was, you're like.
It was funny.
I got broken into, but at least I got a nice little secret convo with my dad.
Yeah, it was.
No, that is funny. It is funny. It is definitely funny.
Hit me with a.
That's funny.
That was even more energy than the real one.
I should have done less.
Yeah, the all real right. one was this. Ready? That was funny.
That was funny.
No, that's too much emotion.
Too much emotion on the was.
I want dead.
You want completely dead.
I want dead.
Yeah, this is I am. I'm dead.
This is who I am.
I'm
you,
dead.
You remind me of a Tickle Me Elmo sometimes.
Why?
Because I feel like at any moment, I don't know when you're going to squeak.
Really? I am really ticklish. Severely ticklish.
Me too.
People used to tickle me as like they thought it was funny. Because you laugh kind of when you tickle, but I really am so ticklish. And I'm like, this is human torture.
Tickling is one of those things that you cross a threshold. And it is some of the most intense pain that a person could feel.
Yeah. And girls think it's flirty. Like in third grade, I'm like, I am not having a nice time.
So girls would just be tickling you and you'd be dead inside.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Like, stop, please stop. Like that.
That's embarrassing.
You're like screaming, laughing, crying.
And there's no way to stop.
Yeah.
My ex would get mad at me because I could make her laugh easily. And then when she would get mad at me, I would make her laugh. And she would get actually pissed at me.
Interesting.
So it's tickling of the mind.
Tickling of the mind. That's nice.
And she would say, stop, I mean this. And I would like just knew how to make her laugh.
That, and she, until, I could see being frustrating,
until
but.
Until she was, like, furious.
Yes.
But.
She's mad at something you did.
That was my fault. She wanted to have a conversation.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Yeah, I was being a boy. I was being a child. So, yeah, I 100%. I'm not shitting on her at all for that.
No.
I'm saying that I was being a child.
You're flexing about how funny you are.
I'm flexing.
I could tickle people with my mind, actually. That's nice. I know a little bit about tickling.
Wow, that's me. It does sound like I went to a Connecticut school. Yeah,
this is the other version well, of
you. So, me and my dad got to have this nice talk. And I think it's, I was saying, someone asked me, like, what's something that you really loved about your Disney trip? Someone asked me last night. And I said, oh, I told them something. I go, and I'm really happy about where me and my dad are.
That's good.
And I'm like, I think that, because him and I, like, I always felt like we just needed that break. My mother was just such an influence for my life. Like, that it was always like my relationship to him was through my mother, you know?
Yeah, which is hard.
Which is hard. And once it became an independent, it's become more of an independent thing, especially he doesn't work as, you know, he's not working. So when I was a kid, he would work. So my mom would be with us all day and he would come home, I guess, and everything would be communicated through my mother about what happened. Yeah. So it'd be like they were.
Sebastian did this. This is that.
It was the two. So he took my mother's word, and that would be it, you know? But now that we're adults, it's so nice to have that. And I've like, I was like, oh, that's beautiful.
That is really nice. You were nervous to go away. And I think the trip that you went away was like, was huge for you.
Yeah, probably the big breaking moments for that.
Yeah.
Which I'm very.
Which is nice. You guys became friends.
Yeah, I think so, which is really nice because I feel like I could talk to him about anything.
That's good.
And him and I were joking around and we're talking about like my childhood and stuff like that. And we got into a conversation, which I forgot how important it was and how much of an influential factor it was in my childhood.
Okay.
The weekly trip to Blockbuster.
Oh, nice.
We talked about how much joy it was to go to Blockbuster itself. Not even watching the movies, but the process of a family walking into Blockbuster to pick out a movie to agree was a wild experience.
I loved Blockbuster. I would go, like, me and my dad a lot of times. Yeah.
We would do, like, it would be like my mom would stay home and the four of us would go, or my mom would come. And the rule was we get one red and one blue.
Yeah, there was two. One was like a three-day movie. One was a five-day movie.
Yeah. One you could have for like a week. One was a week.
Yeah.
So we get a red and a blue. We were never allowed two reds.
Okay.
Because we didn't have time for two reds.
Yes.
In Blockbuster time, you never had time for two reds.
Yeah.
Unless it was like a weekend, like a Christmas vacation or something.
Yeah.
Then you could get two reds.
No, Blockbuster was great. It did a good job of almost emanating the movies.
Speak on that.
Like, the carpet was similarly designed as the movie theater in my town. You go to the checkout and there's all, it like, there's popcorn visuals and then there's like all the candy that you could watch with a movie.
Yes, they were really.
So you're like, all right, I'm getting my candy to watch with my movie. Like, I'm picking out what movie I. Oh, we would get candy sometimes.
We weren't allowed to buy candy. We were a fan. We never bought any concession from Blockbuster.
Never.
We would go to CVS next door.
That makes sense.
Why would we go to Blockbuster?
Yeah, yeah.
We would, my parents were just like, no way.
Yeah.
Blockbuster is way too expensive for that. We go to this place next door.
Yeah.
My dad said he had one rule. He goes, the amount of time we spend in Blockbuster cannot be longer than a movie.
True.
Because.
Well, that's why you bring three kids. That's what happens.
That's what would happen.
Yeah.
And my dad would say, but we would have so much fun because he would stand and once we would either walk the outside and then we'd all run with the movies we wanted. And then it was the great debate. I was never on a debate team, but I did grow up with two siblings, and we only were allowed to rent one movie from Blockbuster.
Yeah.
That was my debate team.
I can't even think of movies we would rent.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean you rented
the
movies?
No, I can't think of a single movie that I watched through Blockbuster.
You probably watched hundreds.
I know. But I would go. We would go all the time.
Most of the movies you watched as a child at home probably were through Blockbuster.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You're not...
We would own a lot of movies, though. Yeah, I don't know. I guess... I mean, definitely. Obviously, I watch a lot of Blockbuster movies.
You don't need to remember that.
Yeah.
That's not a detail that's important.
No.
The experience was important.
Yeah.
Oh, and the joys of when everything was sold out for a movie, you really wanted to get that movie because it just released that weekend, and it was completely empty.
Yeah.
And you'd walk up, and you'd see Arnold behind the counter. 24, movie nerd. And you go, hi, we're really hoping to rent this movie. And he goes, someone just dropped it off.
Oh, and you could get it that way.
The joys of going to the counter and finding out that someone just dropped it off is one of the best feelings at Blockbuster too.
Yeah, Blockbuster was cool. I would be able to see movies that I wouldn't, like, see titles or see what was popular. Because I could only watch PG. So I was like, I could see what everyone else was looking at.
Even playing fields.
You would see what's coming soon. You would get to see.
So exciting.
The movie. Then they got video games there, which was cool. And you could see all the different types of video games. And I wasn't allowed to have other systems. So I would just look. I was just a curious kid. So I would look around to be like, oh, this is a whole new world of what I'm allowed to see, which is Disney and PG movies.
100%.
So I liked it for that, too.
And I would rent movies. That was back in the day when Blockbuster provided. I would rent movies based on the cover of the thing.
Absolutely. And then you read the back. Like, I could read the back of a rated R movie and look at the front of a rated, but I couldn't watch it. So I would just be able to, like, look at a whole bunch of stuff that was very new to me. So Blockbuster was cool.
100. Or you know what I love to look at? Why movies were rated R. Back in the day, remember how exciting you, like, why is this rated R? And it would be like, nudity and drug use, I'd be like,
let's
I
go.
Gotta get that nudity.
Nudity was just like, I always wanted to see nudity at a certain age.
God, to see R and to see, actually the true joy was PG-13 and nudity. If it was PG-13 and there was boobs in it, it was like God was intervening in a
that's
middle
a comedy.
School boy.
That's a good comedy.
Oh, God. It was like,
it's going to be fun.
Here you go. Yeah. I know that you can't see boobs any other way, so us at the movie rating board have decided to give a gift to the little boys and girls out there, which is boobs at PG-13.
Yeah, maybe a thong. That's it. That's all you need.
It was truly a remarkable time in my life. And me and my dad were talking about it.
Yeah, it is. It hasn't been replaced.
No. Well, why would it?
Yeah.
Netflix.
But I don't think Netflix is as good.
I agree. Because the process of scrolling isn't as fun as the process of physically walking around
and picking something out.
It feels like such a time waste scrolling on the TV compared to physically walking around. It felt like you were
Which was also a time waste.
Yeah, but it didn't feel as much like one.
No. You're a man on a mission.
Because you were absorbing. Everyone got to absorb whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
It's almost like if like, hey, let's pick a movie and Netflix. Everyone got it individually on their phone and got
fun.
To scroll, and then everyone presented what they wanted to watch.
Or as people are going, there's a finite number. So it's like, all right, we could either watch this one. If four people just took that, there's only 4,000 left. Like,
yeah.
If there was like a finite number of plays.
Yeah, that's good.
Because you're walking around and you're like scoping out what other people, like you said, it's like if something sold out, you might be more inclined to see it. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a great idea for Netflix. Make your movie sell out.
That would be something.
That would be incredible. Honey, One Piece just popped up. We gotta watch it.
Yeah, they could charge less.
I just had to start paying for Netflix. I feel sick inside.
Yeah, $15. Stopped, I believe. And then there's ads with $15.
No.
It's just one screen, no ads.
Yeah. So I get my computer and the TV.
Damn.
Yeah.
No, it's expensive.
I need it, so I mean, whatever, I'll write it off, but.
Yeah.
But I actually just needed that, you know?
Yeah.
But it was like truly such a fun conversation to have with my dad, because now I feel like I realize I am so addicted to scrolling, because if I watch a full movie without looking at my phone, I feel like I accomplished something big. I feel like I just read a book, did homework, wrote an essay. That's how bad I know my addiction to my phone is.
I agree. I went to the movies this weekend and I'm like, oh, I was productive.
It's insane.
That was productive of me to watch a full movie.
It's insane as a society that we've gotten to the place that if I could watch a TV show, I'm like, look at me.
I agree. It's an hour off the phone. Well, it's just like how much time off the phone. And then you're just going to a bigger screen.
If I'm like, oh, I want to have a good night and I want to feel good about myself, instead of going belly down on my bed and scrolling on TikTok, I sit up on my back and I watch a TV show. It could be the same content, but for some reason, I feel like a full productive member of society.
It is not great.
Truly, how have I fallen? It's not like books are in the realm of this conversation.
No. I mean, especially I saw Oppenheimer this weekend. Three hours.
You might as well went to Harvard.
I know. Trust me.
That's a Yale education in 2024.
Me. It was awesome. I'm like, this screen is so big. I'm not even thinking of it as screen time. Meanwhile, I'm just looking how big the screen is. I'm like, damn, this is so awesome. Yeah. Maybe I'll go see it again. I mean, it was a good movie.
And you know what the best part of Oppenheimer was?
What?
You didn't look at your phone.
I looked at my phone one time an hour in. And I was like, this is going to be long. But I was like, I'm going to put it down. I'm not, because I was getting a lot of vibration. So I like looked at it quickly and then turned off all the vibrations.
You just got to turn that off.
And I was like, I'm going to get through this. That's but I got through it. And you feel productive.
You feel.
Especially I went at 11 a.m. on a Saturday.
I don't have a master's degree. But I have watched The Flower Moon without looking at my phone.
You watched all of Killers of the Flower Moon?
No, I'm making a joke.
Say The Irishman. Don't get me excited. I thought you watched it.
No, I'm making a
That's
joke.
Impressive because you didn't see the movie.
Joke.
It's 3 hours to
joke.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. The
I'm trying to keep the joke relevant.
The joke
time.
Is good. That joke is good because that's 3 hours and 20 minutes.
I know, Robbie.
That's of heavy content.
I'm happy that. Yeah. Well, okay.
Well, if you saw it, I need to know what you thought of De Niro.
Say his name again.
De Niro.
Good.
De Niro?
You said De Niro.
I said De Niro.
You were in Spanish.
Robert De Niro. De Niro.
Yeah. Robbie Moneys.
Robbie Moneys. I know. Oppenheimer, it was great. Killian Murphy. I don't watch Peaky Blinders. I don't really have much interest in watching Peaky Blinders.
He's a person that when I see the name, I go, "That's my. This is up to the gods. What's going to come out of my mouth?"
Well, I got corrected. I've made a video about him, Cillian Murphy, and I got corrected. And a video we talked about how men really like him, whatever. And I get it. I watch this movie, and I'm like, I totally get all of the hype. To watch him play someone that you could vaguely see as yourself. Not that I see myself as Oppenheimer, but like I don't see myself as Tom Shelby at all, a leader of a British mob. Like I'm not gonna, you know what I mean? I'm never gonna.
Well, you don't know. You haven't watched it, so you can't say that.
I've seen a few episodes.
Oh.
And I just don't. That's not my era. Maybe when I was in college, I bet you I would have really liked Peaky Blinders.
But now you're more of a. Now you're more
a tortured genius named Robert from Brooklyn. Who's being prosecuted for his left wing beliefs?
This is the bullshit I deal with people
at bay with this. I'm like, I don't view myself as that.
For your left wing beliefs?
No. This is just what the movie is about. I'm more identify with that than a British mobster. I'm not saying I identify with that, but
you
Robert
are. Wait,
Brooklyn.
Wait,
no, I'm not saying that.
You can't just say what you're gonna say.
I don't view myself as J. Robert Oppenheimer, but more so that. Than Thomas Shelby.
So in turn, after that statement, you...
I liked watching him.
Say it.
What, relate to Oppenheimer? No, I don't know if I can. I want to.
You just say it.
I would love to. I mean, he created the atomic bomb, so maybe not. But
you would love to...
I just seeing him like someone that I could relate to more.
You could relate to him.
I could relate to that more than Thomas Shelby.
What?
I think they try to create the human emotion.
Do you know all the parts of Adam?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't even
I'm just checking.
I didn't even take AP chemistry.
I'm just checking to see where we're at with Oppenheimer.
I don't think I took AP physics either.
I'm trying to see where we're at. I got a perfect score on the SAT 2 physics.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, baby. Fuck yeah.
But that's also, I want to be.
Everybody, that's a flex. I don't know if you know that's a flex, but
that's a flex. No, you're the Oppenheimer of the pod. You're the Oppenheimer.
I got an almost perfect score on the AP. The bio SAT 2s. So much so that I kept calling the AP exam when they told me I got a 4 on bio.
Really?
I'm like, how is this possible? I got nearly perfect score on the fucking SAT 2s.
Wow. Yeah, I did that in math. I think I got 790 on math.
On math 1 or math 2?
Math 1.
I got in the 700s too on math.
Just trying to flex.
Fucking, we're flexing right now. Flexing our scores, J. Robert Oppenheimer. But no, I watched this movie.
And who am I?
No, you're the Oppenheimer too. You would, I think, relate more to Oppenheimer than you would to
bloody hell,
Thomas Shelby. You would want to be.
I'm a Peaky Blinder through and through. You would want to. Don't you dare. To my God, to God's ears for my lips.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking Peaky Blinder. Okay.
You would want that. But I think deep down, you're probably more of an Oppenheimer.
Don't you dare. Family, respect, stealing from the rich to give to the poor, to become rich,
damn.
To fall in love.
Should I watch it? Maybe it's because I don't like the fans. I think the fans became too much of Peaky Blinders.
You cannot judge the content by the fans.
Yes, I think you can a little bit.
I actually don't think you can. I actually really... All
right, it depends on the content.
Yes.
It depends on the content.
I really don't
Maybe
think
not
you
a
can.
TV show, but like a podcast, obviously you can.
I think a little bit. I mean, you're just
like no certain narrative things.
There's
artist that is like a performing artist.
There's
a
examples.
Little bit.
There's examples, of course.
But like a TV show, a little like I think The Sopranos gets lost upon a lot of its fans.
I think so too. I think
like
that,
yeah.
I think as a man who's been to Liverpool and walked those streets,
okay,
and came home a different bloody chap. You have to understand the Peaky Blinders runs within me.
Okay. So you see yourself as a Thomas Shelby type.
Thomas Shelby?
You've seen Peaky Blinders all the way through or no?
All the way through.
Oh, wow.
Can't. Be careful, it might break your heart. Can't. It's already broken.
I will say, you're doing the opposite of what attracted me to Killian Murphy in this movie and what I imagine in what he does in Peaky Blinders too.
He is so in love.
Oh, in Peaky Blinders?
Yeah.
Oh. He's just so chill and effortlessly. He just seems so relaxed all the time.
He is relaxed.
While he's tortured but relaxed. Like, his sense of calmness.
It's the same thing, man.
Yeah, it's great. It's awesome. His sense of calmness, the way he smokes the fucking cigarette. This movie is 3 hours. He must be, like, you're fucking right in his face.
I heard it's mad.
For, gross. Like, 2 hours and 45 minutes. You're just getting a ton of Cillian Murphy.
Beautiful.
And after the movie, I leave and I'm back in my apartment. I'm like, damn, I miss him. I just miss being around. He was so chill. His presence is calming.
There you go.
For such high stakes stuff that's happening the whole time around him. I'm like, damn, I fucking miss that guy.
Well, that's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. But I bet you a lot of people feel that way. I'm going into it being like 11 a.m., 3 hours. I'm not going to be on my phone. Like, I'm going to be productive. That's what I said, yeah.
On what day of the week?
Saturday morning. I woke up and I'm like, this was like, I had a workout class at 11 a.m. That's how I'm viewing, because I saw a 3 hour movie, this not on my phone.
Barry's ADHD.
This is like, if I went on Barry's boot camp for fucking 3 hours. So I'm like, I'm doing a learning lesson. Like, I got to get it over with. I got to go see this fucking movie.
Your mind cycle.
Yeah. And I'm like, damn, it was fucking awesome, because he's awesome.
Orange Theory, orange being Adderall.
That's what it was.
Wow, dude. I think that Peaky Blinders, I think that what I like about him is he doesn't give a shit about doing interviews.
Yeah, I mean, he's cool. He's cool as hell. Undeniably cool.
All actors should be more like that. It's the exact opposite of like a Tom Holland energy that's excited to be in the interview, you know? Or yeah. Like, I think that's so cool how he's just like, nah, fuck that. I hate these interviews.
Yeah.
I think that's so great. Also, he's working with the best directors. It's so easy. He's a tremendous actor.
He's very talented.
Like, he doesn't need the interviews.
No.
Me, I would be. I would have to be like, okay, you got to be better in the interviews than the damn movie. And trust me, I would.
Yeah.
I would.
He has a different
some people that you got
to approach to entertainment.
You got to be good in the interviews.
Yes. Now, he's worth the hype. I left it. I'm like, I get why all these dudes are obsessed with him. It's not going to make me watch Peaky Blinders, but damn it, it is close.
Me and my sister send each other toxic memes of Peaky Blinder memes all the time.
Really?
We think it's funny.
I can imagine.
Then accidentally I'll like it on the page. I go, I have to unlike it, because imagine someone sees that I liked it.
Yeah.
Because people are wild. People have multiple times sent me a post that I liked and be like, can't believe you liked this.
I see shit. It's fun when you get to a weird corner of the internet and there's like three people that liked it that are not related to each other at all in your life. And you're like, how did my friend from second grade, this person I met in an improv class, and my aunt's friend, like, all end up on the same meme? It is a little strange sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes people be sending me stuff. I don't know if you noticed, I turned my DMs off.
No. Wow. Completely off.
No, you just can't react to my stories.
So they have to just message you.
Yeah, if there's an extra
cold
step.
Turkey message.
Yeah.
And then that would go to requests.
Yeah.
Damn. That's good.
It is what it is. I can't deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DMs are off.
Yeah.
But, no, it is. The phone addiction is embarrassing.
I know. That's what it is, man.
I was the worst type of person this weekend. Like, one of my least favorite types of people in the world, which is the guy who's watching the game on his phone in a social setting.
Football? It's the
playoffs. Basketball. I was watching basketball. Watching LeBron James. Yeah. Well, so last week I went to Miami with my sister, and me and her at this cocktail bar, and everybody in the cocktail bar is on a date, and the people next to us also on a date, and the guy has the game on his phone, and he just has the whatever, his phone, and they're drinking cocktails. He's not really paying attention to her, watching the game. And I remember being like, this is so embarrassing. This is embarrassing behavior. It's very rude I feel like they had been dating for a little bit. You can't be on a first date pulling out the fucking phone and watching football.
Well, it doesn't even matter. Like, don't go on the date if that's what you're going to do.
100%.
Just don't go, because everyone loses. You don't get the full game experience. They don't get the full date. You don't get the full date experience.
No. Well, this is what I wanted to do. So I go to my friend's place, or where the party was, and I'm watching it on my phone outside on the corner. So I'm standing on the corner watching it, and the last 2 minutes takes like 10 minutes because they're calling timeouts. It's like a very close game. When it's close, it just fucking drags out, yeah. And it goes to overtime. So now I'm like, I'm already fucking an hour late to this party. I need to go to the party. And it's in overtime, and like, it is what it is. I'm just going to have the phone out, like, on the side. So now I'm late because I was watching the game, and the game hasn't ended.
And you're at a party.
And I'm at a party.
Watching the game.
Watching the game. And I feel like...
Are people addressing it?
How are you not? Nobody else is watching the game.
Were people like, what are you doing?
Somebody... I mean, I'm watching the game. I'm telling people. I'm like, yeah, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm in the corner. At one point, I go to the bathroom to watch the game for like a minute without like have like other people talking.
That's disrespectful on multiple levels.
What am I supposed to do? I have
not occupy a bathroom at a party to watch a basketball
for game. 2 minutes.
I peed. Yeah, but you lingered.
I lingered. There's, I peed and lingered.
If people are drinking at a party, your duty is to be in
the I know. That's rude. I'm being rude. I'm like, I have an addiction. I'm acknowledging that I need to watch this stupid fucking game.
I don't know why.
Then it goes to double overtime.
Put on ESPN notifications.
But at that point, I'm so invested that I need to see the outcome of the game. This is not good. This is bad behavior.
If I was there.
It's embarrassing.
I would have looked at you and said, just go fucking go home.
I could have went outside. I mean, just I ended up staying out till 4 a.m. So this is 11 p.m.
Yeah.
So like, I gave some good. Like, it was a fun night. I had a nice time. My ideal situation.
Proper.
Like, I was on afterwards, and I'm like trying to be then friendly and not be so rude.
Yeah. How many people were at the party?
20.
Oh.
20 good. People. There's a TV at the party. Nothing's on the TV. Somebody from the party was like, I didn't know that any straight men were going to be here.
Well, you should have asked to throw up the game.
I didn't want to do that.
I think that
I don't think people would have. Yeah, I don't think people want that. It's a lot of backstory. Not that there's a lot of backstory that people care about.
What are you talking about? No one cares.
Yeah, then people just are like, I like this person. I like this person. It's like, I'm invested in this. I'm just going to root for what I want to root for. Also, it's like. An embarrassing feeling, but like it controls you. Of like, you get so excited uncontrollably if something positive happens in the game.
This is unbelievable.
It's bad. It's not a good look. It's like a top. It would have been better
to put it on the TV because then you were at least inviting people to join. Yeah. You went out. Invite people to join in your fun, at least.
But they have what? It's not their. It's not their fun.
Okay.
Nobody else likes sports. They're going sports, like. I even talk about sports, and they're like, I don't want to hear about this.
Yeah, you love to go to a corner to look at your phone.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it was embarrassing. I felt like I had an addiction.
You do?
Which I did in the moment. But I usually...
Usually what?
Like, if I'm out and the Lakers are on, I don't think I'm, like, watching the game.
You're not.
This was... You're on your it phone. Was in double overtime.
You're on your phone for other reasons.
I'll check it, yeah.
Check it?
Yeah.
Check it? I've done an impression of you at a party, and all of your friends agreed, is you just bobbing and weaving as you text.
Sometimes.
You are a person when you're out, you're on your phone. You're a person, I think that what I'm learning through my book, I would love for you to absorb as well for your mental health.
Which is what?
Live in the moment that you're in. And I think that the phone is a direct reason to take us out of the moment that we're in.
Yeah. I mean, after the... What's it called? I try to be in that moment.
That's good.
I try not to be. I would always be, where's my next move a lot of times, where now I'm very comfortable with
That's good.
My current move. I know I don't go out as much anymore.
Yeah.
With like 10 plans up in the air. Just I don't have as many people in the city like that.
Yeah. And the older
my friends got older.
The older you get, the more that's going to be that.
Yeah. I go out. I got one plan for the night.
Yeah.
There's no second plan. There's no this person's meeting. There's no where we going after. We got one plan.
You
I
do
go
one
home,
thing. Yeah.
Which is new.
How do you feel about that?
It's good. I just don't go out as much. Also.
That's okay.
I did game night the other night. I'm not on my phone during game night really a ton.
So then you're right. That's great.
Because I'm like, we've got to play the games.
Yeah. I think that you're 30 and I think this is a good thing.
It is.
I think it's a really good thing. And yeah. I think, like, I watch my sister who's married with a kid. She's never on her phone. It's beautiful.
No, people that are married are on their phone way less.
I know.
So that's half the being on the phone.
Is ass.
Attention from girls. Either text or Instagram or this or whatever. It's just like I need more. I'm not getting just one source of, like, a relationship, I guess. I'm just getting little pieces of what you get in a relationship.
Sure. Sure. Well, I get that.
Which is part of the phone, I guess.
Did you...
But worst type of guy. It's an annoying guy who needs to be on the phone to watch the game.
They're very annoying guys.
I agree.
And I think that...
it's good to acknowledge.
I'm not a sports person, really.
No.
But I think that is an annoying guy, good to acknowledge. And there's plenty of people that if you want to watch a game, they would.
Yeah. I mean, my roommate was... I was watching it with my roommate before I left. I could have just stayed home and watched the game.
Well, that's good you went out, though.
I wanted to do both, yeah.
So, let's talk about this quickly. In the vein of sports...
Yes, I want to talk about this.
We finally found out who's going to the Super Bowl.
Correct. And boy, Pat Mahomes. I root for Pat Mahomes because I don't like Tom Brady at all. Mm-hmm. And I want him to replace Tom Brady as the greatest of all time.
But here's the thing. I like Gronk.
Cool.
You don't like him?
No, I like Gronk.
I think he's funny.
Gronk's probably... But the person who would replace Gronk is Travis Kelce. As the best as tight end.
And they are fighting for it.
Yeah, they just passed... Mahomes and Kelce passed Gronk and Brady as most touchdowns between two people ever in the playoffs.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're just connecting the two of them.
Who?
Like, the two of them. They're throwing passes. They're like...
Yeah, yeah.
They're like competing for that.
Yes. I mean, they're great.
They are. I agree. I think... And I like...
Patrick Mahomes is incredible.
Yeah, I've watched people say, like, oh, he had a bad season, but it doesn't matter. It's like time to play, and he's there.
They're giving him progressively worse and worse wide receivers. Like, his supporting cast is getting progressively worse and worse and worse because they're like, we don't need name brand wide receivers. We could get any person off of a decent college player.
1,000%.
He'll put the ball in a perfect place. Like, we do not need to spend any money on the wide receivers. We have Kelce, who's great, and then we're going to spend a lot of money on defense and hopefully making sure Patrick doesn't get sacked. But they put no money on. So they lost a lot of games this year. People just dropping the ball in like big scenarios or like being offsides and just like people that are like really showing how bad they are at being a wide receiver. That was happened to him a lot this year. They were losing.
But now he knows how to turn it on and go for it.
In the playoffs, I think he's also that calm, cool, collected. He's been there before, whereas other people get anxious.
It's just very big skill to have. And I want to say this. So I saw people saying to Taylor Swift, you're ruining football. And I want to speak to that for a second.
I also want to speak to that.
Beautiful. One, I don't think she is.
Not at all.
I don't think she is at all. Two, I don't think people yelling that realize who they're going up against.
Okay.
Ravens fans don't think they're strong and powerful, but they are nothing compared to Swifties. These people are feral beasts.
Swifties.
Swifties will destroy you. Okay? Swifties will hear a song lyric and dissect it like they're in the CIA trying to figure out the mystery of it.
Yes.
People, Swifties, wear diapers to concerts so they don't miss a moment. You don't think they're going to look up who on the video is yelling, you ruined football, to Taylor?
Yeah.
One Swiftie sold her contacts for $10,000 that she wore to a Taylor Swift concert on eBay.
That's wild.
These are people you don't want to fuck with, okay, NFL?
For sure.
You have to realize that maybe you are the strongest among sports, but not among music. These Swifties are going to come in and demolish you if you fuck with her.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, as speaking for the podcast, we come in peace with this.
No, I got no hate for Taylor Swift.
We got it.
I have no hate at all for Taylor Swift.
It would be a horrible move.
Yes.
Will you ever know the truth? No. Because I'm just going to say I love it.
Yeah. Now, I talking about you are who your fans are, like that type of idea. If I'm in the NFL and all of a sudden there's an influx of women becoming fans of the NFL, I'm not going to be pissed about this.
Not at all.
I'm going to be pissed at the people who are trying to get women out of the stands, out of paying attention to the NFL. Like, I don't think these dudes realize, like, the way the world works.
Well,
if you're an NFL running back, if Isaiah Pacheco went to Rutgers, NFL running back on the Chiefs, nobody knows, no women are fans of Isaiah Pacheco in the beginning of this season. He's got, let's say, 500,000 Instagram followers beginning of this season. I would bet you 95% of them are men. What is Isaiah Pacheco? All of a sudden, Taylor Swift starts coming to his games. Hundreds of thousands of women are now into the Chiefs. He's the starting running back. He's getting tons of, I would imagine, a lot more women followers. A lot more people know his name. Women are knowing, like, supporting him, knowing his name, wanting the Chiefs to win. And we're going to be pissed about this?
And we have to remember that people play sports not only for the love of the game, but for the love of getting ass.
I mean, it's of Taylor's oldest time as the cheerleader and the running back. Like, what? We're getting. No, I want old dudes in the stands. Well, all my fans got to be men. That's what I want. Men to watch me. Like,
you know why men want only men? Because,
no, they don't, I don't think.
Well, men in the stands want only men because Pacheco's not going to pay attention to a man in his DMs when he's got hundreds of hot women in his DMs.
Absolutely.
That's why. Yeah. These men are just like, we got to get rid of the competition.
Stay out of his DMs.
He's like,
that's my boy.
Women are, they're almost like on steroids in athletes' DMs.
You know what I mean? Of course. Absolutely.
A male fan doesn't stand a fucking chance
in
the DMs.
Like a lot of these guys on Instagram, they want to get off their cool outfits. They want to show off their cool vacation. And it's like, yeah, at the end of the day, that looks cool on Instagram, but if let's break down the numbers, a lot of them have mostly men audiences. They want to be expressive on fucking social media. They want to get their fashion off.
1,000%.
Like, that's what they want. You want, women are also better fans. Women are much more supportive fans.
And yes, it's also going to be nicer to hear that from a woman.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's so wild. I would be so mad. If all these guys, these like super bro-y dudes, like my fucking college roommate is posting all these videos about like they got to save football and get Patrick Mahomes and T-Swift out. It was like all these hype videos of Lamar Jackson. Like, we can't let Taylor Swift get to the Super Bowl. It's like, why do you not want women to be excited about the Super Bowl? Why do you not want women to be fans?
You know what's
like,
going to happen?
If I'm on the Niners, I want the fucking Chiefs. Like,
you know what's going to happen if women are excited about the Super Bowl?
What?
Better snacks.
Yeah.
They'll be more organized, and maybe you could talk to someone afterwards.
Yeah. You'll meet somebody at the Super Bowl party, maybe.
That's incredible. Instead of meeting, what,
my cousin's
work colleague?
Yeah.
That wants to talk to me about Rogan?
Yeah.
are we talking?
Like, why are we trying to scare away the women? It's so crazy. I will never. If women want to be fans a lot about another. We start getting more women fans. I'm like, this is great.
Well, I think that people. I think there is that idea that dudes don't know how to talk in front of women.
That's true.
That's literally. I think that people are scared
of women.
Of women.
So they want to scare them first. Let's scare them away.
It has to be out of fear.
This is. It is wild.
Because they're like, oh, we need a space where we could talk.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to say. I'll say anything in front of everyone. I think that has to be my rule. Like, I'll say.
No, I
want to get ass, but I'll say that in front of everyone.
I mean, you grew up with two sisters. You going to censor? You can't speak at home? It's like,
I can't
speak like this in front of women. It's like, all right, what?
Yeah. Well, I think that you should speak differently in front of your, like, parents and stuff like that. I do.
Sure.
But, I 100% don't think, like, I think there's this idea that men have that we, like, well, we can't talk like that in front of... It's that stupid locker room talk shit.
Yeah.
And they think that it's going to be taken away from them also.
That's kind of wild. Yeah, just don't talk that wild. Like, you don't need to be talking that wild.
No.
But... And it's also annoying... Well,
they don't want to be checked during... They want to just enjoy. They don't want to be checked on their behavior.
Yeah. It's annoying to me, too, how... Then guys will, like, quiz you. Oh, you like football now? Oh, what about this, that, and the other thing? It's like, you do the same... What does Taylor Swift do? Watches the fucking game... And goes crazy when they score a touchdown. What do? You watch the fucking game and go crazy when they score a touchdown. Maybe you know a little bit more about coverages, this, that, and the other thing. I used to watch football with my friend who won 2 national championships as a football player. Very ingrained. Every day, 5 a.m., you got to fucking watch film. Like, so ingrained in the game of football. He knows a little bit more. He's never going to be like, no, don't bring any girls to the football game.
No.
He's never going to be like, also, it's nerdy to know something on that. So maybe you know something on that level. There's entry-level fans of everything.
Yeah.
This is okay. It's almost weird that you're so nerdy about... If you get into, like, coverages, this, that, oh, they're showing one thing, showing Blitz, doing this, doing that, oh, they're outsmart. Like, who needs to know all
people
that?
People want to feel special.
Nobody needs... Most people don't know all that.
People just want to feel special, and when more people like what they like, they feel less special.
Yeah. But I always want more women to like anything that I'm fucking with. Why not? Look at They'll you. Buy tickets.
I see you. I see you posted on Pokemon forums.
Oh.
I swear it's fun. Ladies.
Did Maddie tell you I was trying to get her to play Pokemon?
No.
Oh.
I'm making a joke. I'm happy, I'm happy my jokes are
I real. Literally was trying to. Yeah, I was telling somebody yesterday. Shout out Maddie. To get into Pokemon.
Jesus.
I'm selling Pokemon.
Jesus. Good for you.
It's fun. But no, I thought that was crazy.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what's going on with that.
I mean, I hope the Mahomes wins.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll be fun. No matter what, I think it'll be really good. Beautiful. Robbie, anything you want to plug before?
Yeah, I have a show. I wanted to talk about this earlier, but I retrieved my notebook that I'm going to hopefully read passages from at my show. Love is Embarrassing. I'm excited about that. Please look out for tickets to that. I'll be posting more about that this week, but Love is Embarrassing, February 13th, 8:30 p.m. in the Pit Loft, which is 29th Street and 7th Avenue, I believe, in Manhattan. Yeah, I'm really excited. I met up with my high school ex-girlfriend, nice. Last week for an hour.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that on...
She gave me... I was going to be doing it.
Oh, nice.
I did it on Thursday. So I have a like 30-page book that I wrote.
Cool.
That I got to read through and see if there's anything usable. But I'm going to use that as a source of inspiration for improv. And then I'm going to ask the audience a bunch of questions and use their submissions for a source of a comedy show. And it should be a lot of fun.
Beautiful. I have tickets available for my Philly show. I'm in Philly on February 3rd, Saturday, February 3rd. So if you want to come out to that, I will be in Philadelphia. I'm also going to be in... North Carolina, the first weekend of March in Durham, North Carolina, if you want to come out. I think two shows are sold out. We will be adding a third and a fourth show to that. So if you want to come out there. And you could always see me on Sunday night in New York. I post about that all the time. Beautiful. All right, Robbie, hit the music.